Musak, what do you call an honest politician?
Is there such a thing?
Retired!
Ramaphosa is just sort of the inevitable culmination of 30 years of greed.
Don't we have black puppet masters?
Nah, they're still practicing at it. They're not very good at it. Because every single political party is the death knell of our democracy.
Don't breathe a little bit. You're giving me white puppet anxiety, Dr. Busak. I'm not going to...
Wasn't this another way for some people to make some money? I trust nothing.
Get with the program.
You are genuinely funny. You know that.
Thank you. Halala, here we are. We are back for another episode of Real Problem with Chester Missing. Make sure before you start that you subscribe. Hit that subscribe button or you won't see our next post. It is amazing. Today we have an actual struggle hero. No, it's not Julius Malema, who is like a struggle hero from Timu. This is Dr. Alan Busak. Hello, Dr. Busak. Thanks for agreeing to talk to a white puppet on the internet.
Hello, white puppet. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Did you say that during the negotiations at Codessa? Hello, white puppet. How are you doing?
Actually, the blacks were the puppets then.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Stabbed in the back. Whose puppets were they?
Who do you think? White people's puppets, of
oh,
course.
My God.
Only real puppet masters we have in this country.
Oh, wow. Are the white guys? Don't we have black puppet masters?
Nah, they're still practicing at it. They're not very good at it.
They're learner puppet masters.
They learn a puppet master. Wow, but I don't think they'll ever...
Isn't Patrice Motsepe a puppet master?
He's just a rich guy who plays along with white people and get more money.
Oh, yeah, I guess that should be on his business card, but his business card would be to get rich guy who plays along with white people to get more money. I thought that was just a fancy way of saying, Sia Khaleesi. Boom! I'm out! Dr. Busak, what do you think has been the ANC's biggest failing, other than us having to pay TV licenses? Because quite frankly, that is a crime against humanity.
Well, yeah, I mean... I think the ANC's biggest failing is coming back into this country, thinking only about themselves, making the exiles the center of their world and their deals that they have made with the old white capitalist class, and then letting our people live on empty promises, which turned out to be the huge betrayal that we now bemoan 30 years later. I think that sort of captures the failure of the ANC. Not policies, because the policies are there. Yep. They don't implement it because they don't know how, or they're incompetent, or they're just lazy. So it's not the policies. It's those deals that they made that made them more important than anything that is the legitimate expectations of our people.
Right. I'm not going to lie. Have you ever thought of putting that on Google as a review at Lutuli House? Or Lutuli House, and then put that, because that was a roast in five bits. That was like a roast on steroids. You just did ANC shedding. Have you ever told the ANC themselves this?
Oh, yeah. I've been telling them this since the late 1990s, when we began to understand what was really happening.
You wrote about a thing called a postponed revolution, which sounds like a revolution organized by ESCOM. The revolution's been postponed. We'll let you know when it's back on schedule. What is a postponed revolution?
Well, I talked about this in the 1990s. I was saying then, in the early 1990s, as we were getting ready for the elections and what we hope is coming after that the 1980s really was a period in which there was so much violence that I hardly got any political analyst or journalist from outside or whoever who was willing to bet on it that we would get to the end of the 1980s without a bloody revolution. I mean, as in a civil war.
Yep.
And on our side, you had all these young people with Che Guevara as their model and MK romanticized on the other hand, talking about we have to go through rivers of blood in order to get our freedom. And that was not just slogans. I mean, they were serious.
Yep.
So, and I was saying, for some reason, we got through the 1980s without that fatal bloodbath, without the Civil War. As a pastor, I said that was purely the grace of God. From a political point of view, I can point to a number of things why that did not happen. The UDF kept the revolution mostly non-violent, militant, but non-violent. But I then did say, if we get through this, if we begin to build our democracy,
yeah,
if we make the promises to people that turn out to be empty promises, if we betray the sacrifices of our people, if we spit on the graves of our people who died, so to speak, then what we will get eventually is what I call the postponed revolution. The revolution that we should have had in the 1980s, we will then get. And it will be a bloody revolution. It will not be just a revolution that you can say theorize about. And now that I hear somebody like Thabo Mbeki talking about South Africa is on the brink of its own, what did he call it, Arab Spring, I think, yeah, that's exactly what I meant 30 years ago. And I think this is where we are. If I have to gauge the anger and the disappointment and the disillusionment, especially amongst young people.
Wow, okay, that's a lot. I'm just going to breathe a little bit. You're giving me white puppet anxiety, Dr. Busak. I'm not going to... So what went wrong, actually? I mean, what did Ramaphosa just take the money and put it in his couch back in 1989? Like, what the hell happened? I mean, how did that suddenly turn left at the traffic lights?
In a way, though, Ramaphosa is just sort of the inevitable culmination of 30 years of greed and putting whatever profits they can put in their pockets above the needs and the legitimate aspirations and expectations of our people.
I can see why you've been written off the ANC invite list. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that absolutely.
Hard hitting. You are not getting a Christmas card from Pala Pala, that's for sure. Not after that.
The last time I had a serious conversation with the African National Congress was probably, what, the year 2002, 2003, maybe then.
Yeah, but Dr. Busak, the last time the African National Congress had a serious conversation with itself was in 2001. So you're ahead of the curve. You're winning against all of us. Listen, you know, you mentioned the UDF, which sounds like General Bantu Olomisa stole your name and called it UDM, just with lower marks.
In a way, he did. It was the most remarkable movement, I can say, in the history of the struggle against apartheid. We built a movement across the lines of color and culture and language and religion and all of those artificial barriers. We brought people together, young and old, intergenerational professionals and workers and unemployed people just across the board. And that was the movement. Many people are beginning to admit that really broke the back of apartheid.
South Africa doesn't know its history, Dr. Busak. We need to hear these stories.
Well, I mean, it's a wonderful story. When I talk to young people and I talk about the United Democratic Front and I talk about 1976 and I talk about the role of young people in the struggle from 1976 onwards, which made the struggle absolutely unique. I mean, before 90s, say, with the Defiance Campaign. Of course, there were young people in the Defiance Campaign, Nelson Mandela, Walter Sisulu. Those were young people then in the early 1950s. But they participated in the struggle. With the 1976 and the UDF revolution, the young people actually took a hold of the leadership. They led the struggle. It was there. They were the driving force behind it. Their ideas were the ideas that mattered. Their call was the call that people responded to. The sacrifices that were mostly made by young people. It was an amazing. So when I talk to young people today, I tell them this. Conrad, not to make them feel bad.
No. Listen, I just need you to be very clear, Dr. Busak. Conrad is the white guy with his hand in my bum.
I apologize.
You have to call me Chester. This is
Chester.
It's like if you walked up to Ramaphosa and called him Johann Rupert by mistake. It's true, but it's offensive. Please, get with the program.
You are genuinely funny. You know that.
Thank you. A revolutionary funny.
But you're right. So coming back, I say to these young people today, and I speak to schools lots of times. I say to these young people, I don't tell you these stories in order to make you feel bad or inadequate. I tell you the story to make you understand that is where you come from. That is what is in your DNA. And if they can grasp that, if they can own that, and if they can make that the part of their life now, I mean, this country will be different before you know it.
But don't you wish that you had had TikTok back in the day? There would have been a much faster revolution. You wouldn't even have had to have meetings. You could just start a WhatsApp group and, Jacob, you're out the group. Stop stealing things for your fire pool. This mass democratic thing you're talking about, isn't that what MK already tried to do in Durban? They mass democratic movemented all the TV sets out of Macro. One guy put a TV in his car, got home, and then watched the crime on the crime that he stole. Isn't that kind of like what we're talking about?
No, that's not kind of like what we're talking about. I mean, that's just people who saw an opportunity. I never have a TV, let me go grab a TV while there's chaos. But more seriously, people who then saw there is some chaos, I don't have food for my children, let me go steal some bags of rice or baby nappies. What made me angry is that, was it Minister then, Tele? Minister Tele got all those people who got these the rice and the baby nappies and all these things, but the real crooks who were responsible for what actually happened and the real looters of the treasury, nobody touches them, nobody talks about them.
Exactly, they just go after easy targets.
Right.
Jacob Zuma stole half of SARS. Dude Zule Zuma literally encouraged people to go, and not a thing has happened. But isn't that the problem? Isn't that the problem, Dr. Busak, that eventually our political class has hijacked any hope of a mass democratic movement? There isn't the impetus. I mean,
no,
MK is selling this. Do you want to say MK is already selling what you're saying, but they're not.
It's like they've
cultural appropriated your idea, Dr. Busak.
Let me put it this: the very wish that they want to be another political party within this thoroughly rotten, corrupt system that cannot be salvaged, it cannot be redeemed, it has to be broken down. We must let this thing burn down to the ground and build upon their ashes, we must build a new situation for ourselves.
When you say burn down to the ground, are you aware that they already burnt Parliament down to the ground? That literally happened, and they're taking decades to build it back again.
I'm one of those people who look at that Parliament and I wonder, wasn't this another way for some people to make some money? Because I trust nothing anymore. I trust nothing anymore.
Are you saying that, like, Melusi Gigaba got his friend to go in there with some blitz and some matches, and now he's hoping to get a bill? No, not Melusi, of course, but someone like him, to get a tender and blah, blah, blah.
I can't believe it. I'm almost at the point where I think,
oh, my God.
I mean, these tender premiers are everywhere. But listen, Chester,
I'm getting asthmatic and I don't even have lungs.
Why are you surprised? Nothing should surprise you anymore.
No, that's true. Listen, Dr. Busak, how do we fix South Africa? Must we turn it on and off like you do with a computer? What's it going to take?
Well, somebody is talking about sort of can we push a reset button and a restart button, all of that. I really do think that we must be serious about getting people together. And in that conversation that we're now having with people, we're asking them the question, can you think beyond our present political dispensation? Can you think of a South Africa without the African National Congress, without this parliament, without the political parties that we have? Because every single political party is the death knell of our democracy, is the death knell of the hopes of our children. None of them are genuinely interested in building a country that we can be proud of.
But so you've got to get rid of even look. You've got to get rid of all of them anymore.
You've got to get rid of all of them. All of them. All of them will have to go.
What about Gayton? He seems like a nice guy. I mean, why is Gayton in charge of coloured people and not you?
People make their own choices, but I would be too ashamed to call that man a leader. Never mind my leader.
They tried to name a road after you, didn't they? The Patriotic Alliance tried to get a road. Why didn't you tell them to footsack?
I did. I really could not be associated with people like that. I mean, and that was what, 2-3 years ago now already? And that was before they got into the most scandalous things that they are into now. I mean, the Zionism thing.
Exactly. They support Israel.
They support.
How racist can they be?
Oh, I mean, and even today with the genocide in full flight. Gayton is still very proud of saying, I'll go back to Israel again. I mean, it's one thing because you get your money from those people. But really? So you let yourself be bought. I can understand that. That's never excusable, but I can understand that. But if you let your people's hope and your people's dignity be bought by money that goes into your pocket, I mean, I have no name for that.
But Dr. Musa, can I make a suggestion? You should have said at least yes to the road, because then you could have said, I want a cul-de-sac, and it can be called Busak Sasak.
Busak Sadurlopsak.
Busak Sasak. The Sak from Busak.
The Sak from
Busak. It's going nowhere. Here's my biggest concern, okay? You guys back in the day, you were go-getters. You drove around fighting the power. You did the things. I don't know if you've seen this generation. Don't you think they're too lazy to organize a revolution? They go to the mall in their pajamas, man. You can't overthrow colonialism wearing a onesie, Dr. Busak, although literally that is what Julius is trying to do.
Oh, some young people are like that. Because there are some young people who are now born into the kind of luxury we never knew, the kind of privilege we never knew, the kind of money situation we never knew, wealth, because of all sorts of reasons. But there are most of our young people are still genuine South Africans. And if they were given half the chance, they would turn this country around, and they would make of this country really the country that they still dream of. So, I mean, I spoke at a school the other day in the northern suburbs in Port Elizabeth, and there was, 1,200 kids in front of me. And the teacher said to me, the biggest problem with these children is they have such an identity crisis. They don't look, because of our recategorization of our people and the re-racialization, you now have to tick a box once again, I'm a colored. That's all on the ANC.
So now they're rethinking about race when we're fighting to think post-racial.
That's right. And so, but these kids, and I said to them, I mean, being made a colored again is one thing. But what they do in the process is they actually rob these children of any confidence that they are from Africa. I mean, these are the descendants of the original Africans.
What about the GNU? Isn't that a bit like a mass democratic movement at some level?
Oh, please.
It's everyone's involved.
Don't disappoint
don't you like
me. Don't disappoint me. I was just beginning to like you.
Oh, I feel like I've failed. And I've knocked my sign, Dr. Busak. Please move it back for me.
Thank you. This GNU, I mean, I've called the GNU a viper's nest.
Wow, a viper's nest.
Yeah, well...
Who's the snake in this situation?
It's a snake pit of self-interest and self-enrichment and self-aggrandizement. That's all they are. They do not have the interests of the people in mind for us.
But Dr. Busak, what about if we made a GNU that everyone could stand behind? Maybe a GTI. That'll get you go somewhere. GTI would be a bit... Or a GNU for reverence. How about that? I've got a name for that. Can we go to G-O-D? Boom! So you don't think any party? What about EFF? Don't you like them? They want a revolution.
Yeah, well, what kind of revolution?
A Louis Vuitton one, but I mean, it's still, you know.
Exactly.
There's discounts on nice clothes.
Look, I think...
Nationalize Gucci.
I think all of these political parties, they are participating in a parliamentary and political system that has failed miserably. And I do not think it can be rescued. So rethinking South Africa's political structures, rethinking our electoral system, how we vote for people. We now vote for people who are never accountable or representative of our people, of any constituency. They are only accountable to their political bosses who can put them on the list or take them off the list. Now, I've seen this with my own eyes.
Wow.
We have put together a list in the Western Cape with names of people recommended by our communities whom they trust and whom they say, these people can represent. Then the list goes up to the General Secretary's office. Then the list comes down. Completely changed. People's names on it that I never even knew.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it is, well, that's why I say the corruption is baked into everything that we touch.
You know, so you're not a very happy sounding man. You've made me kind of sad. I'm not going to lie. Thank you. I even knocked my own mug over. Oh, it's a mug shot now.
Yeah.
And it's a white mug shot as well. That was Real Talk with Chester Missing and Dr. Alan Busak. We really appreciate you coming through. Make sure you like, subscribe, and follow my OnlyFans page. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.